to DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the Munich Security Council this weekend, Vice President Kamala Harris formally accusing Russia of committing crimes against humanity in Ukraine. On ABC's This Week, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham calling on the Biden administration to take action, saying this is the time to hold Putin accountable.
So we need to do two things quickly. Make Russia a state sponsor of terrorism under U.S. law, which would make it harder for China to give weapons to Russia. And we need to start training Ukrainian pilots on the F-16 now.
In Philadelphia, an 18-year-old from Pennsylvania's Bucks County charged with murder in Saturday's shooting death of a Temple University police officer who was trying to intervene in a carjacking. In Los Angeles, long-serving Catholic Bishop David O'Connell shot and killed in his home Saturday. Suicide ruled out. Police now say they're treating this as a murder investigation. FEMA's now on the scene in Ohio at the site of the train derailment and massive toxic spill. This is ABC News. An 18-year-old has been charged with the murder of a Temple University police officer who died following a shooting Saturday evening in North Philadelphia. That from our ABC station WPVI. The shooting happened as the officer was trying to intervene in a carjacking, say officials. In Texas, Houston authorities say a man was fatally shot Saturday after two officers were stabbed.
Police say two officers responded to a 911 call going to a home in southwest Houston Saturday morning. Houston Police Chief Troy Finner says family members of a man reported he was having a mental health crisis.
The sister, who was not at the location, originally called and said that mom and dad was afraid to call the police. So that's what got us there in the first place.
Chief Finner says when officers tried to calm the man, he pulled out a knife and stabbed the two officers. One officer fired a shot, killing the man. Chief Finner says the officers were treated.
Both of them are going to be okay.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Monday's mass shooting at Michigan State University is still sending shockwaves at colleges and universities across America. Students in Wisconsin can get help if they're feeling overwhelmed by campus violence. Here's more from Mike Mohn.
Mary Kay Battaglia is with the Wisconsin office of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She says seeing these headlines only adds to the stress many college students already carry during the academic year.
Most people that go to college campuses are moving away from home. They're changing their friends. And sometimes you're moving in with someone you've never met. And so moving to college can create a lot of anxiety and stress that you may or may not have exhibited prior.
That's on top of balancing coursework. Natalia says it's important to be open to learning some coping skills if these symptoms begin to surface. While each school typically has some form of mental health outreach, there are also NAMI on-campus clubs led by students at various state colleges. Talia notes that even if you are showing more signs of stress and anxiety, it doesn't necessarily mean you have a mental illness.
It means that your mental health at that time is not where it should be or may not be where it could be. And reaching out for help or finding good coping skills is something that you can get from a counseling service on your campus.
She adds at least today's college students are trying to navigate these issues at a time of greater mental health awareness. According to NAMI, nearly three-quarters of mental health conditions emerge by age 24, meaning many students are dealing with them for the first time and may not know where to turn for help. Mike Mohn, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our Ray Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
In Wisconsin, we want elected officials who serve our communities. We want laws that protect our basic human rights. On February 21st, there's a primary election. Let's come together to vote for judges who uphold our rights and local officials who champion laws that protect our families. Let's empower our families and friends to vote. Visit vote411.org to learn about the candidates and find unbiased election information for the primary election on February 21st. Visit vote411.org.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But it gave my mom and me more time to plan, together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And he's back. None other than
good
the Grave Digger himself.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Let's go, baby.
Hey, man, listen, I got to ask you something before we get into all of this. You played all them years, and all you got was 7 sacks?
Earl, first of all, whoever the dummy was that made that intro is killing me. Number one, that was number two. Listen now, I played with Reggie White, 200 sacks. I played with Santana Dotson, 75 to 85 sacks. I played with Sean Jones, 100 plus sacks. How in the world am I going to get a sack when everybody else stealing? My job was to make them look pretty and stop the run. Now, I did that.
That's right. Nose guard. Taking up taking up 2 blockers, right?
As a nose guard, you got to make stuff happen.
Right.
We like an offensive lineman. We got to keep the linebackers clean.
Right.
So it's kind of like, You make tackles and sacks when you can.
So for people who don't understand that terminology, keeping the linebacker clean, what do you mean by that?
Well, that means by me taking on double teams or triple teams so the linebackers can flow from left to right, up and back clean. Because the offensive lineman's job, guards especially, is to get up to the linebacker.
So the linebacker...
And if you're a good nose tackle, you can't let that happen.
So the linebacker is a glamour position.
Oh, he's a pretty boy too. I had linebackers I made look pretty.
Who were the linebackers with you?
Oh, man. When I started, when I first got to Green Bay, the middle linebacker was Brian Noble.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it went to Johnny Holland.
Yeah.
Then it went to George Koontz.
Yeah, Koontz. That's right.
Then it went to Bernardo Harris. Then it went to Nick Barnett.
Is it safe to say you didn't have the greatest linebacker crews? Because I don't think any of them made the ring, did they, of honor?
No. Absolutely. No. I mean, it's tough to make it, man. But like I said, I made them household names.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
In Wisconsin, I sure did.
Especially our good friend George Koontz.
Koontzie!
Yeah.
I'm gonna get Koontzie on this show,
Doctor,
man.
Dr. Koontz.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Dr. George Koontz.
Yeah.
He's over at Marion College right now.
Beautiful brother, man. Beautiful brother.
Oh, yeah. And one of the you haven't seen him like I've seen him. He is one of the funniest dudes walking on two legs.
Well, listen, man, I used to have Dr. Koontz on when I was on the a different radio station, man. He was always a brilliant guy to me. But you say he got a sense of humor too, huh?
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you one time we was on the plane. Either we was coming back from, I don't know if it was Frisco or somebody. We just whooped up on Frisco as usual.
Right.
And you know how you have a Jonin session, a capping session.
Right.
You know, we just sitting around just talking about each other. I'm going to tell you, Leroy Butler and George Koontz going toe to toe on the plane. If your side didn't bust open laughing, something was wrong with you.
Now, I could see Leroy Butler in that kind of exchange. I really couldn't see Dr. Koontz. That's because I didn't know him.
Don't let that doctor fool you now.
Where was he from?
He went to East Carolina.
I mean, is that where he came from?
Carolinas, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, then
yep.
that kind of explains it. But anyway, Gilbert, that was a Super Bowl last night, man.
Was it?
A real Super Bowl.
What do you mean real?
Hey, man, you know.
Hey, what do you mean real?
Well, 73 points were scored. That's a lot of points in a Super Bowl, man. I've seen some Super Bowls 14 to 10. You know, and 13-7. I like offense. That's like going to a baseball
game. Of course you do.
That's like going to a baseball game, man, and watching the a 1-0 game, and they say, "Oh, great game." I'm like, man, I want to see that. Hey, I want to see 14-11 in the baseball game.
Nine innings of nothing.
I know. Hey, so what are your thoughts on that game yesterday, man? You played in the Super Bowl twice.
I loved it.
Why?
I loved it, man.
It was
a great game. It was two teams evenly matched with somebody that had to make a mistake in order to win the game.
Now.
Somebody had to make a mistake.
Yeah. Now, you say somebody had to make a mistake. Do the defenses force the mistakes sometimes, or just so much pressure? I mean, they played almost flawless football, man.
Well, it was a lot of mistakes, because if you look up, it was supposed to be 21-7.
Yeah, yeah.
At the half.
That's
true. The half.
That's true.
But Jalen Hurts fumbled the ball. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Fumbled the ball. They got the ball. I think it scored on it. It was a lot of miscues first half. Second half, Kansas City showed why they're a championship team.
Yeah, they did.
Under Andy Reid.
Let me ask you something, man. Momentum. You hear people talking about momentum. Does that really matter in the game, man?
Yes, absolutely it matters in the game. I don't care. Sometimes it's home field advantage, momentum. But when both teams are in a place, it doesn't matter who get the dark jersey or the white jersey. It matters if you can get the momentum of the crowd on your side. And when you got that momentum of the crowd on your side, it's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different ballgame because you feel like that everybody's in the house cheering for you. So I got to go out and play for them.
So listen,
momentum is key.
Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, the Gravedigger wants to hear from you. I guess he want to cast me, you know, to the side. But he wants to hear from you all. You know, Gilbert, you've been to two Super Bowls, man. And is it all the pump and stuff, man, before the game? I mean, do you get so high in, you know, that week before the game that you know, you just get so, when you get out there on the field, you're ready to blow up?
Yeah, man, it's funny. It's how the storylines go during the week. It's a whole lot of storylines going on during the week, you know, especially like this one with the two brothers and then you got the two black quarterbacks and you got, you know, got this, got that. And even off the field stuff with the Michael Irvin situation, everything is, you just want to get to the game. You want to get all that stuff. Okay, that's nice. Now, once them lights turn on, you step on that field, all that stuff don't even matter. It's about who wants it and who wants it the most.
You know, man, you say who wants it the most. I can't believe that Philadelphia's defensive line didn't want it. It's just that, man, Kansas City's offensive line, them boys was, they were there, man. They didn't want to get pushed around. Now,
I'm going to tell you this, Earl. I'm going to tell you this. You raving about the winning team's offensive line. Let me tell you about the losing team's offensive line. When have you ever seen any team go for 4th-and-1 and 4th-and-2 that many times and get it?
Never.
That's what I'm talking about, man. People don't understand. They want to talk about all the pretty boys and my receiver this and my receiver that and da-da-da-da-da. But when it boils up, it comes down to the big boys up front. Grunts, O-line, D-line, getting after it, period.
You know, man, on both sides of the ball, the offensive and defensive lines, man, they were – looked like all pros to me on every position, man. I mean, they were really – it was some of the best line play I've ever seen.
Yes, and that's the thing with the two coaches, especially Andy Reid. They pride themselves on having great offensive lines and defensive lines. You know what I'm saying? And it even up front, if you make a mistake up front, it can be costly. It can be costly to your team. So you got to take your hats off to the both offense, defense lines in this game because they play exceptionally.
You know, man, when we get back, we got a couple of callers on the line.
We got some callers.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, don't be surprised. Act like you've been there before. What did they say?
Earl, go ahead. Go ahead and finish your monologue, man.
Hey, act like you've been there before. We going to get the call.
Finish your monologue, all man. Right.
We got to go to break right now, man. Act like you've been there before. 844-967-2789. The Grave Digger. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger and Earl Ingham. We'll be right back. And I deserve your fleshy ways. This is why they're broken. You're so fake.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Go
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is he's never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 47. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 25. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for snow, high of 39. A dusting of snow tomorrow with another 3 to 5 inches Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 45.
Push our button and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
About more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Wisconsin, do you know the opportunity you have right now? Super Bowl was yesterday. A Super Bowl champion is on the line. A Ring of Fame honoree is on the line. And all you got to do is dial 844-967-2789 to get your chance to talk with the one and only Gravedigger. Hey, Tom from L.A., what's going on, man? Look, man, you in L.A., man.
Earl, good morning,
calling?
Gilbert.
What are you calling?
I know, right?
Gilbert, we going to let somebody from L.A. call?
Yeah, we're going to let him call. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead and talk, man. Don't listen to Earl. Go ahead and talk, man.
It's okay, Gilbert. I used to go to school in Green Bay, so I guess that makes me okay. Anyway, I just wanted to say that first, we the people are the government, ultimately, and we must never forget that. Gilbert, I wanted to ask you a little bit different of a question. First, I thought that I've never seen two teams that have been so ready for the Super Bowl, I think, ever. I just seemed like they were flying all over the place. It seemed like they were, really, really, except for, like you said, a few mistakes. It was a very, very even team. It looked like they were both ready to play. So that was really fun as a sports fan. What I don't like, Gilbert, and I wanted to ask you your opinion on it, and yes, this is political, of course, Earl, what isn't with me, is all of this, I would like to see a separation between the military and the military-industrial complex and football. And I have a real issue with the fact of, even them putting Pat Tillman, who they basically set up to be this person that he wasn't. And the things that I saw on the TV yesterday on Fox, I was really there should be a separation between the two, I believe. Because, they say we don't talk about politics and religion at dinner conversations and all stuff. And they say, well, we don't talk about politics and football and everything when it comes to domestic policy. But boy, oh boy, when we talk about the military-industrial complex, we sure definitely throw it in everyone's faces almost constantly.
So
Earl,
so,
your comment or Gilbert?
Well, so Tom, I know that Gilbert does not like to get involved in politics on the show. So, you and I can have that conversation a little bit later.
Then I'll hold my powder for it until next hour or whatever. But
all right.
Gilbert, I remember you guys, though, when I lived in Green Bay. One thing Aaron Rodgers needs to realize is that if you don't have an offensive lineman, blocking you, you're not going to go very far. I don't care how much money they're paying a quarterback. He doesn't have a great O-line. which was very, very impressive on the Philadelphia Eagles side with their offensive line. Like you said, fourth and one, fourth and inches, and they went for it even on the goal line. And, you know, that was tough. They were tough offensive and defensive lines on both sides of the ball.
Let's let Gilbert respond.
Thanks, Gilbert. You got
Ooh, Tom, a tough customer, ain't he? Lord, hey,
he live in
LA, I don't know.
You live in LA.
All I do is play football, man. That's all I do. That's all I can say. I don't know about all that other stuff.
What about the offensive line he was talking about? How good?
But you got to look at it like this, Earl. Like we've been talking about this whole conversation. The boys up front have to be right in order for you to win games. If they ain't right, you ain't right.
Let me ask you something, man. Why does it take so long to pay those boys? The horses don't get the money until later on. You know, it's only a handful of them get the money up front, but the majority of them don't. Would they have to prove who they are before they get paid?
But some guys, some guys can be the great pretenders. You remember that song?
Yeah.
The great pretenders. And you got to put them in certain situations against certain guys and see how they perform. I remember our jobs in training camp when me and Santana and the whole D-line was there. Our job, the coaches would come to us and say, you make sure this guy can make the team. And me and Santana, we done sent a lot of guys packing. we done gave a lot of guys an app on the roadmap. Go home because you ain't ready for this, Junior.
Let's do this. Let's go to Donna. Hey, good morning. Let's go to David from Mequon. Hey, David, how you doing, man? David?
He probably left because Tom took up all the time.
No, he's there. Hey, he's there.
I got two questions for Gilbert. One, what in the world was going on with the field? I mean, it looked like Soldier Field out there. They were slipping and sliding. I mean, that's Arizona. How does that happen? And I saw that the guy that does the sod, this is his last Super Bowl. He's been doing it every year since the Super Bowl, since the Packers were in the first Super Bowl. So I'm not sure, you know, they use some sort of new grass, and obviously that the players are flopping and flipping all over the place. The second question is Mahomes. When he got injured right before halftime, I thought, uh-oh, that's into Mahomes. So what do you think they did to get him, like, I mean, he seemed like he was fine after half. I mean, it's like he could run and do everything.
Yeah, it's
so
a good question, man.
Those are my two questions.
It's a great question, Gilbert. What do they give y'all when you go in there and can't walk and you come back out and you don't feel nothing?
First of all, that sound like that idiot that was talking about football is scripted. First of all, on the turf. On the field, you gotta factor in the weather, whatever it is that make it moisture. You know what I'm saying? But it is your job as a professional athlete to make sure you got the right shoes on. That's why I always went out before every game and made sure that either I got the small cleats or the tall cleats screwed into my shoes, but mid-game, the field is going to change again because everybody been all over the field stepping, making holes, doing all that other stuff. So it's your job as a professional to have the right shoes on.
I got to cut you.
Okay.
We got to go to a break. Thank you, Dave. 844-967-2789. Yep. We'll be coming to you guys on the phone lines. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the Munich Security Council this weekend, Vice President Kamala Harris
formally accusing Russia of committing crimes against humanity in Ukraine. On ABC's This Week, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham calling on the Biden administration to take action, saying this is the time to hold Putin accountable.
So we need to do two things quickly. Make Russia a state sponsor of terrorism under U.S. law, which would make it harder for China to give weapons to Russia. And we need to start training Ukrainian pilots on the F-16 now.
In Philadelphia, an 18-year-old from Pennsylvania's Bucks County charged with murder in Saturday's shooting death of a Temple University police officer who was trying to intervene in a carjacking. In Los Angeles, long-serving Catholic Bishop David O'Connell shot and killed in his home Saturday. Suicide ruled out. Police now say they're treating this as a murder investigation. FEMA is now on the scene in Ohio at the site of the train derailment and massive toxic spill. This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Phones? Social media? You've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's time to go under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Once again, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And the Gravedigger is on the line.
Okay, call in.
Let's do this because we're awaiting his, what would you call him, man? Your right-hand boy or your left-hand boy? Let's see. Reggie was on the right hand.
We would call him the special guest with no brain.
let's see. It's none other than Super Bowl winner and
champion.
Super Bowl champion Santana Dotson. Hey, good morning to you, dear brother. How are you?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, man. Let me ask you, man. How long did you play with Gilbert?
Earl.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gilbert.
Hush up, Earl.
Go ahead.
let me do the induction right now. Introduction right. From parts unknown, Harris County, Texas. When you got Starsky and Hutch, when you got Batman and Robin, when you got Crockett and Tubbs, you got Brown and Dotson. Mr. Santana Dotson, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, man. When you got the two dudes you don't want to see walking down the dark alley, when you turn and run the other way. That's what you got.
Hey Santana, I was trying to explain to Earl. When we was playing, we had a lot of different jobs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So one of our jobs was to send people packing. Them offensive linemen that the coaches come to, just tell them how we used to do it. Just tell them.
Yeah, God, Ron Wolf used to. You know, if we needed a couple of typically interior linemen and he was trying to feel it out, you know, because he wanted a little depth or maybe he was bringing in a new starter on the team, he would kind of pull me and Gilbert aside and say, hey, we got this guy coming in. I want y'all to work him today in training camp or work him today in practice. So, you know, he get a heavy diet of me and Gil for about half of the practice, lining up in front of them, 9-on-7, pass rush, goal line, or whatever drill was going on. And, you know, sometimes you can see those guys so frustrated, damn near crying on the sideline because they're just getting the business.
So let me.
And it's like, hey, welcome to the NFL, babe. Come on, get you some.
Let me ask you, Santana, you came from Tampa Bay. You played. I don't know how many seasons in Tampa Bay before you wound up coming up to Green Bay. What was it like leaving Tampa Bay and that didn't have, I guess, that history, and then coming up to Green Bay and getting to play alongside the Gravedigger?
Yeah, well, you know, Tampa had beaches. It had a whole bunch of sunshine and convertible top. But they have no championship rings at the time. So it wasn't a hard decision to go on and make it on up to the frozen tundra and getting up there and playing along the sides of the Gravedigger and Reggie White and Sean Jones. You know, it was, I think it was not, I don't even think it was one of the best or the best defensive line that I played on in my career. And, you know, the team was led through the defensive line and in the locker room as well as on the field. So, it was a great time in my career to play alongside those guys.
Hey, Gilbert, Sean Jones joined y'all. He was the last one of the four linemen, right? I mean,
Santana was.
Okay.
Santana, yeah. And I'm gonna say this about Santana, man. All them times we kept going up to Dallas, getting our tails kicked and doing this, that we needed a factor to get over the hump. And when they went out and got this pretty boy named Santana Dotson, pretty boy, and he came along this team, he changed the culture of our team. Because now we got a lot of push coming up the middle to chase the rabbit out to those big defensive ends that we had to make sacks. You understand what I'm saying? So I say Santana was the moving factor for us getting to the Super Bowl.
So what did you guys play, man? You played a 3-4? Or did you play a 4-3?
No, Earl.
I'm just a radio talk show host, man. I'm just asking.
Hush, Earl. No, we played a 4-3. We played multiple defenses because we had the personnel to play multiple defenses.
Right.
The first, second, third down, we're going to give you that heavy. Third to fourth down, we're going to bring Santana in at the nose, and we're going to give you that pretty light stuff. You know what I'm saying? That quick hands. movement, different things like that. So we was well versed to being able to play those certain defenses because we had the personnel to do it.
So I thought, I know I shouldn't do any thinking, but I thought Santana played tackle and not nose guard.
Didn't you just hear what I just said? Didn't you just hear?
Yeah.
I said if we go to a third down, third and long, they're gonna pull me out and they're gonna put Santana in at the nose at the nose technique, because now you got all your pass rushers in, or they can go four man. But we like to go three and put another DB back there so we can really shut your mouth. Santana, please help.
Yeah, it was all adjustments and, you know, just the matchup. So, you know, early downs we ran the 4-3 like Gil is saying, and most times he was a nose guard and I was what you would call a flip tackle, meaning I was a flip three, flipping from, depending on the strength call, to either side of the guard. But Sean and Reggie stayed at the ends. And then if it was down and distance dictating it, second and real long and third and real long, then Gil would be able to go get a glass of water. I'd move to the nose. You'd have Sean and Reggie running the defensive ends, and then you'd have the likes of Wayne Simmons or somebody like that that may blitz and or rush, or you may have a Leroy Butler. You know, he always, during his career, he was always top four or five on the hierarchy as far as sacks were concerned, because he was a DB that played in the box and had a, you know, did a great job at penetrating, blitzing, and putting on pressure on the quarterback as well.
Hey, man, what was it like traveling with the Grave Digger, man? I got to just imagine, man, that, you know, nonstop excitement.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I mean, that was, as long as it was a trip built around either car shopping or food shopping, Big Gil was all right. So it was always good to take a trip. You know, it was all about what restaurant we're going to, what, you know, how we're going to have a good time and enjoy the camaraderie off the field.
So you saw the Super Bowl yesterday. What was your take on it?
Man, you know, I thought the matchups were excellent. You know, you had two teams that were pretty much the same from records to quarterback play to O-line and D-line. And when you have that, it generally turns into a call or two. And I think the mishap was the Jalen, who played an excellent game, but he had a fumble turnover that went for a touchdown. Then you had the second half. They gave up a big punt return that went inside the 10. And those two plays were kind of like the equalizers in the game. You know, after that, they had that call that it wasn't very egregious, but that defensive holding call that went against Philadelphia really hurt them in the fourth quarter. You know, it was a 3rd and 8 call, what they call defensive holding, which then it allowed Kansas City to just kind of squeeze the clock and leave no time left. But in a perfect world, Kansas City would have kicked the field goal, went up, and I would have loved to see Jalen, what the possibilities of what he would do with that ball with a 1:45, 2 minutes left on the clock, if he'd be able to get the team down and score in position. That would have been a great Super Bowl. But I thought, you know, I thought from what I saw, it was good, an excellent Super Bowl. And then you have Rihanna at halftime, and ain't nobody going to complain about Rihanna. I know that.
Yeah, well, I am.
Why are you complaining about Rihanna?
I told you, Santana, you ain't got no sense.
Hey, man.
Why he mad? Because she's with child? What? He don't want her to be? What's the problem?
Well, you know, she's not the Rihanna that we used to see. I guess you could say I'm not the guy. I used to be 10, 12 years ago either. But anyway.
That shit.
Huh? Listen, man.
No. Who is? That's been at least 20, 30 years of Rihanna. Rihanna was 16 when you first saw her.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Hey, so
she an island woman. She an island woman on her second child. Cut it out.
Let's change that subject matter. Gilbert, you and Santana, man, ever think about coaching?
Man, we always coaching, man. I mean, you're going to always be a coach through life, man. So I got to coach you to act right sometimes, Earl. So, you know, we always coaching.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not anything you ever wanted to get into outside, you know, professionally.
I mean, I love coaching. I can see myself coaching. But right now, at the level we want to coach, it demands too much time. Yeah. We got too much work out here that we need to do as far as helping these kids or doing this, that, or the other. So that's when we become them old men that look like you with the gray hair.
So let me ask you, Santana, because I asked Gilbert earlier. When you lose a game, Philadelphia lost, what are they going through right now, man?
Well, it's tough. You know, you do a whole bunch of soul searching. You know, there are, you know, in a game, there are probably somewhere between 50 to 80 plays. So whether you're on the defense, offense, or special team side of the ball, you're looking at those plays and self-reflecting if you're really a professional. So you're saying, okay, well, if I'd have done my job a little better or possibly made this play or that play, then I'd have put our team in a better position to win. You know, I mean, we went to two Super Bowls, and I just remember flashes and glitter in the Super Bowl we won. But the Super Bowl we lost as a professional, I remember every play of that Super Bowl we lost, to answer your question. And you look at that even down the line 20 or so, 10, 20 years later, you still look at that as like, damn, if I could have just made this play, I'd have put us in a better position to win that game.
So let me ask either one of you guys.
You know, football, it's a sport that it's not like the other professions. So you got one chance, 60 minutes. A lot of it goes into coaching, game plans, preparation. It's not like the NBA and MLB where they've got seven times opportunities to get it right. You know, you can't say after last night, well, you know, we got a couple of days and we'll get a chance to do it again. So there's a part of the NFL that says, hey, 60 minutes, you got 60 minutes to figure it out and may the best man win. And I think that's what makes everybody tune in.
All right, guys, hang on. Got to run to a break. 844-967-2789. The Grave Digger and a little chocolate on the other side. Santana Dotson.
That's crazy.
We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Santana, can you hear me?
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution. And Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup. And I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the faith electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 47. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 25. Tonight, overcast skies. Highs around 39 tomorrow. Chance for snow. A dusting of snow tomorrow with another 3 to 5 inches Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 45.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Who knows what he'll talk about today? Even we don't know. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, and he brought along a partner, Santana Dotson. We're honored to have both of them on the airways. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join the conversation. So Gilbert, you and Santana sound like, man, you haven't parted company since you guys played the game. So he's clearly more than just a friend on the football field. Sounds like he's a lifelong friend.
Yeah, Santana, that mole you can't get rid of that's on your back. You know what I mean?
Hey, let's do this. Let's bring in Eric from Wauwatosa. Hey, Eric, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say,
hey,
what?
How are y'all doing? Yeah, former Packer players and Packer fans. I'm a Lions fan, so, you know, I wanted to ask if, first off, let me say one thing, because I can't say much about wins and losses, but I think I remember seeing both of you guys in some Barry Sanders highlights. Anyways, let me say,
what's his name?
Go ahead.
Eric.
Eric, first of all, we forgot your name because you didn't even make no sense. Second of all, you forget we the only team that held Barry Sanders to negative yards, fool. And also, when me and Santana played, we never lost to the Lions in Lambeau Field. Now, what you were saying?
I believe the negative 13 carries for negative 1 yards was just before you, right, Gilbert?
No, that was me, baby. That was all me, baby.
Oh, you played in that game. Well, congratulations. That was a heartbreaker for Lions fans. I'll tell you, that was a great game for you guys. But let me say, you know, Rihanna, I didn't pick up real quick on the belly rubs or nothing, and I never liked medley shows. To be honest, it ruined Prince for me. I paid money to go see Prince, and he played medleys, and I was upset about that. But she has a lot of hits, and it was great choreography. So I can't – and to be honest, I almost like it better than when they get the women out there shaking booties, because I'm not really a big fan of that either, because that's kind of demeaning in the end, you know.
Hey, Eric.
But
– go ahead quickly, man. What's your question?
I'd like to say, you know, I'm someone who watching sports, you know, like they always talk about that play at the end of the game and all that holding call and all that stuff. But, you know, I thought the biggest play, and I marked it in my head when it happened, was one play prior to that fumble by Hurts. They had that false start when it was 4th and 1 or 3rd and 1. And that brought him back 6 yards or 5 yards. They had 3rd and 6 instead, and then he fumbled the ball. That was a huge play to me because it was 14-7, and they were rolling. Kansas City couldn't stop them. So that was a big play in my mind, and sure enough, they ended up losing. But also, I'd like to say that, you know, the Santana I know is talking about sports stuff, and I don't have anything to compare to y'all's experiences, but I still, to this day, I'm 52 years old, and I played senior year in high school in the state volleyball final, and I still hate on myself for a net violation I made. You know, all these years later, I'm still bugging on myself about hitting the net when I was playing volleyball back in high school.
Okay.
So I totally get that. Happy Black History Month to all you guys, and I like the show. Real quick, though, Earl, did this all come about just from you wondering about Gilbert and that lingerie league? I'll let you guys talk about it on the air.
Hey, thanks. Earl, y'all gave this fool too much time. Nick, you get him off, would you? Get him off. Hey. Santana, you see what I got to deal with? You see what I got to deal with?
So his point.
Pre-screen your callers, man. You got to pre-screen your callers.
So he did make a relevant point, and that was the mistake that the offensive line jumped when it was 4th and 1.
Yeah. He's exactly right, Earl. I mean, you know, that's part of the reflection too. You know, as a player, you think back of those. You think back at that play, at that offensive lineman. I think it was the right guard that jumped. So, you know, he's looking at that today. Like, if I just would have, you know, sat still, not being able to move, setting my stance, you know, we'd have been a 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, and then that fumble doesn't even happen. So I guarantee you nobody feels worse than him. And then Jalen, you know, he had an excellent game except for that play. So I'm sure he's rerunning and replaying that, and it was just he wasn't even hit. You know, the ball just kind of slipped out of his hands while he was doing his everyday job. So he's reflecting on that play. And those are the ones that we saw as a casual observer. But, you know, there are 100 plays during that game that you've got guys that are reflecting back now. Like, man, if I just would have been a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, I could have forced this fumble. I could have caught this interception. And my team would have won because that's how close of a contest it actually was yesterday.
So, Gilbert, how long do you carry that with you, man?
Carry that Super Bowl loss?
If you were the guy, you were the guy who made the mistake, how long do you carry that with you?
Oh, you carry. Sometimes it's like baggage, man. You're going to carry it with you for a long time. You gotta have something to take that baggage off of you. So, he might carry that all off season until the beginning of the next season or training camp. It just depends on what kind of mindset that you are in to get rid of.
So there's nothing a teammate can say to you that will ease that pain.
You listening? You can see like I'm looking at you and see your gums bumping, but there ain't nothing coming out. That's how it is sometimes, girl. That's how it is.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's just really part of the reflection, man. I mean, you got to have a memory like a goldfish. And I read somewhere that a goldfish memory is 2 seconds. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But, you know, you got to go on to the next play. Don't get me wrong, or the next game. But the NFL is such a fragile thing. You know, like when I, for instance, I played 11 years and I was naive enough to think that when I came to Green Bay in year 5, I was like, oh, no, we've got the offense, we've got the defense, we've got special teams. We're going to be in the next 3 to 4, out of the next 5 years, I say we'd be in the next 3 or 4 Super Bowls easily. And we got the 2 of them, you know. And what changes is injuries. Everybody wants not only your coaches, they want your players in free agency. So a lot of that is a transition every season, and that hill, that championship hill, becomes steeper and steeper to get back up there every year.
Look, guys, I hate to do this because, you know, unfortunately, you know, we got a time limit on the show.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks? Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.